Sean McCann, do you think you know who or what they are, do you?
Not the remotest idea.
Good man, Sean. Listening. That's a great answer.
I'm listening to Bach, Suite for cello.
I'm sure Bach's Suite for cello has been used in many a horror movies, kind of thing you think would be. Anyway, listen, Sean is here at the moment, Sean McCann. We're looking at here, why do we love vampires but fear needles? Why do we see red when our blood boils? What are the positives and negatives of our fascination with this crimson coagulating oxygen carrier? Well, we're talking here about the Science Gallery at Trinity College in Dublin, because today, Blood, Not for the Faint-Hearted. There Will Be Blood, basically. It's the new exhibition, launches at the Science Gallery in Trinity College in Dublin. You know all about it, Sean. Tell me all about it.
Well, the exhibition is open every afternoon, including Saturday and Sunday. It's closed all day Monday, as most galleries are. What we're trying to do is pull together various aspects of blood, which we all have and are fascinated by. So we looked at sort of artistic ways of using blood, scientific ways of using blood, and medical ways of using blood, and they're all put together in a fascinating exhibition, which is absolutely free to the public.
You know, you sound like something out of one of these movies here, because your voice is all slightly distorted. By the way, this year, we're talking here about the Science Gallery gallery at Trinity College, and people pass by that every day sometimes if you're going along Pier Street, and it's on your left hand side as you're going into town, because people don't necessarily know that you can go into all these things. I went to the weather one recently. So this one here, what are you going to have actually at it?
Well, we have a number of different interactive artistic things. One, for example, you can put your finger into a little orifice and it'll do your heart rate and also your fingerprint, and it'll move around a large collage on the screen, which
really?
Is a very effective art form.
Okay.
You can also get your blood group done. I don't know what blood group you are, but you can also get that done if you don't mind somebody sticking a needle in your finger and drawing a few drops of blood.
I have no idea what kind of blood group I am. Do most people know what kind of blood group they are?
I was amazed when we opened the exhibition on Thursday evening. There was a massive queue of people to get their blood type done. They didn't know what blood type they were or blood group they were, which to me, I was amazed by that. But I guess the answer is most people don't.
Do you know what colour your eyes are? I have no idea what colour my eyes are.
I think one is red and one is green.
Okay, tell me about the black market pudding and the Lumitrace, is it?
Yeah, well, the black market pudding, the idea is that, of course, people eat blood, as we all do. I'm sure you have the Clonic Kilty black pudding on your fry in the morning, at least at the weekend.
7 days a week.
It's made from blood with a bit of fat and a few spices in. But usually you have to kill the animals. You've got to kill the pigs to bleed them enough to make enough black pudding.
Right.
And this is done in many countries, as you know, in Germany, etc. So this guy has invented a way of taking enough blood from a pig without killing him, and then making black pudding. So he calls it sustainable black pudding. So the pig still lives and thrives, and you can have your black pudding. I still not feel guilty about killing
that. I'm really glad I asked that question. Tell me about the jukebox that can guess my age and anybody else's age.
Yeah, well, you put your finger in this as a play a tune which is appropriate to what age you were, at least a tune was popular when you were a teenager. I was afraid to do it. I thought they might play John McCormick because I'm someone like that.
Or Bach.
I'm not quite that old, though.
You could be a vampire. You're 400 years old.
We have a very nice piece on vampires, and we have a vampire slaying kit as well. As you know, Bram Stoker, who wrote Dracula, was a Trinity man himself. And Dracula, as far as I can understand, was probably the best-selling book ever in the world. Well, I'm not sure about the Bible.
All right, and by the way, the guessing of the age, I presume, is to do with what? Is it like that your pulse goes faster if it's a song you remember from being a teenager?
I think your pulse goes faster, your pulse goes faster as you get older. I mean, it depends on who's standing beside you, I guess, or holding your hand.
Well, there is a bit of that, all right, yeah. It depends on the kind of person that might be helping out. So you can do the blood type thing. What's Franco B and Hermann Nietzsche, or whatever it is, or Nietzsche?
Yeah, well, he was a performance artist who actually was a blood donor, and then, as he told me himself, he's gay, so he wasn't allowed to give blood after the HIV. Remember that in the middle of the 80s. So he started to spill his blood on the ground and do various things to try and show you that actually his blood was...
All right, it's just I believe that those two guys were renowned for their work with blood. Listen, just one thing, Sean, the phone's a bit dodgy and we're coming towards the end because I want to get somebody else on as well. So just very briefly, just tell me, where can people find out about this in terms of maybe a website and have a look and see where they'd like to visit?
Well, if you just look up blood or look up the Science Gallery website in Trinity College Dublin, you'll find all the information there. As I say, it's open every afternoon, it's completely free, and the only day we're not open is on Mondays.
Okay, and the video and relics from a bio-art performance where an artist had a transfusion of blood from a live horse. Do you have a live horse in there, no?
No, we have a video of that. and as we say, don't do this at home. I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
You'll not be that safe.
Oh, listen, go back to Bach. And thanks a million, Sean McCann, for talking to us on the programme today and the Science Gallery. Okay. Check it up, Trinity College. Blood, not for the faint-hearted, basically. Thanks a million.
Come along yourself, okay?
I might indeed. Thanks a million, Sean. Take it easy. Good luck. Right, it is now 17.